Today, the tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmad Bello University, Zaria, continues from Ayat 38 in Surat Qasas. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran, while Professor Abdullah Elokene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah. Bismillah. A'udhu
billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ ما علمت لكم من إله غيري فأوقد لي يا هامان على الطين فاجعل لي صرحا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه من الكاذبين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ ما علمت لكم من إله غيري فأوقد لي يا هامان على التين فاجعل لي صرحا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه من الكاذبين. Look at the answer that Pharaoh would give to Moses. Look at the reply Moses gave to him, even though they did not treat Moses well in their own words. What Moses brought was miracles from Allah and message from Allah. Burhanani ila Pharaoh mara'ihi. The miracle of the staff that he will throw on the ground, it will become a big snake, and the miracle of the hand that when he puts inside his armpit and bring it out, it will become a big light. And the message, Farsil ma'i bani Israel, that you should give the people of Bani Israel to me to go away with them. They said he was fabrication. All that Moses was saying was fabrication. Moses did not reply this bad statement. All he just said, Rabbi alam biman jaa bil huda min indihi wa man takun lahu aqibatu dair innahu la yuflihu zalimun. All he just said is, my Lord is better aware of whoever is on the right path and whoever has come to him with the right path, and for sure whoever is unjust will not prosper. This all he said. He did not abuse them, but this is what reply Moses is going to reply. Waqala fir'aun. Fir'aun, he said, Ya ayyuhal mala'u, O you, the leaders of my court, ma alimtu lahum min ilahin gairi, I don't know of any god that you have other than me. Fa'awqid li ya Haman, O you Haman, make fire for me to make me red bricks or burnt bricks. Faj'al li sarhan, and build for me a castle, la'alli attali la ilahi Musa, so that I can get up and see the God of Moses that he's talking about. Wa inni la'azunhu min al-kazibin, because I consider him to be among the liars. You can see the answer Pharaoh gave at the two periods. He came with a message. They abused him that he was fabrication. قالوا ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى وما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. This is nothing but a magic that is fabricated and we have never heard of this. This is an abuse to Moses. He took it. He did not reply with an abuse. Instead, his reply is, Allah knows best who is on the right path, me or you. The prophets, this is their way of life. They are calling people to the path of God. They know that these people they are calling to the path of God already believe in something that is bad. So they are very careful. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Talk to them in a very light manner, very soft tone. So this is how Moses replied. But he now said, call the ministers surrounding him. He said, I don't know of any God other than me that you have. Remember, Pharaoh knows that he is only a king over Egypt. Because in another place he said, Yaqomi, Alaysa li mulku Misra, wa hadhihi al-anhar tajri min tahti, afala tubsirun? All you people come. Who has the kingdom of Egypt? He knows it's only Egypt that he has the kingdom of. So what he is saying is that every area has its own God. From Egypt and the surrounding, he is the God that has to be worshipped. And what Moses is saying is his God. If it's true that he has a God, why is he not dressed in a fantastic dress? La ulki alayya sawratun min zahabin aw jaa ma'ahu malaikatun. Why will he not come in a good dress, gold, with his own crown, and angels will follow him? And he says he has God. Okay. Yeah, Haman, that is chief minister. Get me burnt bricks. He used to build with stones. In this type now, he said, burnt bricks. Give me a castle that is so high so I can go and see this Lord of Moses, because I think he's among the liars. All the while, Pharaoh knows the truth. He knows there is God. But he's doing this to coerce his people so that they don't believe in whatever Moses is saying, they believe in him. Because when Moses came, he is trying to find out the essence of Allah. وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنتُم مُّوقِنِينَ قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. He knows what he's asking for, but Moses refused to talk to him about Allah, only about the works of Allah. Always, when you go to somebody who wants to belittle what you have, you don't talk to him about what you have. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Don't abuse the idols of people. When you are calling people to Allah, call to Allah gently. If whatever they are proud of, don't abuse that thing. If they are asking you for the essence of who you are, don't also give everything of yours. Give your work out. Give your indications out. So here, لَعَلِّي أَتَلِيُّ لَهِمْ La ilaha Musa wa inni la zunnuhu min al-kazibin. I think he's among the liars. He is calling himself now God. From this moment, he will continue to be growing up to be maintained that he is God until he will come to a stage when he will say, Ana rabbukum al-a'la. Among all gods that you get, I am the chief of the gods. And between this moment that Moses came now up to the end of the time that Allah will perish him is 40 years. So may Allah have mercy on all of us.
Amen.
Of course, Moses is not among the liars. Moses will continue to talk in decency that he knows, and Pharaoh and his people will continue to talk in the immoral ways of talking that they know.
وَاسْتَكْبَرَ هُوَ وَجُنُودُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا يَرْجِعُونَ.
واستكبروا هو وجنوده في الأرض بغير الحق وظنوا أنهم إلينا لا يرجعون. What will they do? واستكبروا هو وجنوده في الأرض بغير الحق. they became pompous, haughty, full of pride, wastakbaru, fil ardi, on earth, huwa wajunuduhu, himself and his army. They felt so big, so proud. Wastakbaru, huwa wajunuduhu, fil ardi, begair, wastakbara, huwa wajunuduhu, fil ardi, begair al-haq, wazannu annahum ilayna la rajaun. When they were doing all this, wazannu, they had a belief and a thought, ilayna la rajaun, that they will never come back to us. When they die, it is finished. Here, the Quran is telling us what Fir'aun did. We too should also be very careful. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he said, Al-Kibriya'u Rida'i, Wal-Azamatu Izari, Waman Naza'ani She'un Minhuma, Aqqahu Fin Neri Wala Ubali. Show of greatness, and show of pride, and show of magnificence. Allah said, these are my clothes, these are my gown. Whoever takes it away from me, any of them away from me, I throw that person into hell, and I don't care. Why? When we say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, it is to help us, because we have problems we want to overcome. We have people that are our enemies. We have hurdles that we want to cross. When we know that there is somebody who created us and is above us, Allahu Akbar, we know that, yes, he can assist us to get there. But when a person shows pride and swells and moves with showing magnificence, where did he get it from? You are created. You didn't create yourself. If it's that you are handsome, you are given by God. You didn't give it to yourself. If it's that you have a position, Allah gave you the position. You didn't give it to yourself. If it's that, no, I'm from such and such a lineage. You came out of that lineage without choosing it. Allah did not ask anybody to choose his lineage. He gave it to you. So your pride is for what? That's why you find that anybody who shows any sign of pride, no matter how little, Allah will show him that he is nothing. If you show pride over somebody, Allah will one day raise that person over you. So all this we have been told, so that we don't go ahead and we are showing pride. Tell me what can make you to show pride. If it's because in the class you are intelligent, you came out with first class, or you have 2-1, or you are the best in your class, who gave you the intelligence? Is it that you had to struggle for it and other people could not struggle for it? No. Allah gave it to you. Then what are you proud about? You should use whatever Allah gives you to serve Allah. And this also brings into question, when we sit down, we want to address somebody, you say, Your Excellency. Whose Excellency? Where? Or Your Eminence? Where? You can use somebody's work to describe him as his attribute. If he's a scholar, say, learned person. Yes, he's a scholar. But not that you are using him to show that he's above any person. How? There are people who in the society cannot even be seen. And at that particular moment, they are better than all those that are with them in that city. So all of us, let us learn. Let us not raise our shoulder in any moment. Wallahi, anytime you raise your shoulder, Allah will bring you down in another occasion. Because you have tried to show what you are not. It's either you are raising your shoulder because of your lineage, or of your father, or of a kingdom, or of your money, or of your position, or of your height, or of your handsomeness, or of your intellect. All Allah gave it to you. And let us be very careful when we address people. Your Highness, Your Magnificence, Your Eminence, Your Excellency, your Honor, all these things are rubbish. We do this in error. When we have to do it because we are afraid of the circumstance, after you finish, we should say Allahu Akbar at the end of it. So we come back to our senses. That's why our sheikhs, even national anthem, when they sing it at the end of it, they will say Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than all this. Because nobody should believe in anything apart from Allah and His Prophet and His Book. Anything you believe in after that is an error. Wastakbara, هو وجنوده في الأرض بغير الحق وظنوا أنهم إلينا لا يرجعون. They were haughty, they were proud, and they think they will not return to us. They will return.
فأخذناه وجنوده فنبذناهم في اليم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين.
فأخذناه وجنوده فنبذناهم في اليم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين. Allah said, فأخذناه. What did you do to Pharaoh at the end of the 40 years? When he did all this pomposity, all this show of pride, all this saying that he's God, what did he do? فَأَخَذْنَاهُ, we just seized him. What do you know, Duhu? And seized all his army. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ فِي الْيَمِّ, and we just flung them, threw them into the sea. فَانْظُرْ, Allah said, see. See into what we have done. كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ. What is the end of those who are unjust on earth? Those who perpetuate wrong on earth, what is their end? You see, Moses told them, Rabbi alam biman jaa bil huda min indihi wa man takun lahu aqibatu dair innahu la yuflihu zalimun. Moses did not tell them antum zalimun. No, he didn't say you are the people that are in error, you are the unjust people. He said Allah knows the end of whoever is unjust. For them to go and think, so Allah has shown us now, he sees Pharaoh, he sees his soldiers, he took them, flung them into the sea, like you throw away something useless into a flowing water. This is where the Suez is now. Around that area is where Pharaoh was drowned. Of course, when Allah drowned him, even the Israelites are not sure that Pharaoh can be drowned, because some of them believe that he's God. That's why Allah said, I brought his body to float, cause his body to float, so that everybody will see that this is Pharaoh. Until today, Pharaoh is mummified and kept in one of the pyramids in Egypt. If you go, they will take you and they will show you. This was the one that said was the God of Egypt. You will see him there. That particular Pharaoh, his body is still there for the whole world to show. This one, he once said that he was God, but look at him today. Everybody is coming to see the foolishness of a man that rose to the level that says he's God.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ أَئِمَّةً. We made Pharaoh that they should be leaders. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. Leaders of what? Leaders that are calling people to hell. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and on the day of judgment, لَا يُنصَرُونَ. They will not be among those that can receive any form of assistance from anybody. Allah have leaders. There are leaders that will take people to hell. There are leaders that will take people to guidance. فَإِنَّ قَصُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ آدِهِمْ وَتَعَنُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ. Allah said, if you have agreement with non-Muslims and they went ahead, broke their promise, broke whatever agreement you had with them, and they attack your religion, he said, fight them. They are leaders of disbelief. We have been told now that Pharaoh and his people, till today, they are leaders that are leading people to hell. They are also leaders that are leading people to paradise. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهَدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. The prophets, Allah said, they were very patient, and we made them to be leaders, taking people to paradise because of their patience. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, بُؤِسْتُ هَادِيًا وَلَيْسَ لِي مِنَ الْهِدَايَةِ شَيْءٍ وَبُؤِسَ شَيْطَانٌ غَاوِيًا وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنَ الْغَوَايَةِ شَيْءٍ. I was sent as a guide. I only guide. I don't have anything to do with guidance. Satan was sent to take people astray. He strays, but he has nothing to do with straying. Here, what are the things that these people they take in luring people away to hell? Because a person that he has his common sense cannot be seeing hell to his left hand side. He is seeing paradise to his right hand side. He's asked to choose, and he's doubting. Yes, it's what they did in this world now that they use to get people to hell. What is it? Embellishment, pomposity, calling themselves names that they don't have, giving themselves titles that they don't have. You find some people, even ordinary CV, they are asked to write their CV. They will give themselves qualifications of what they know they don't have. I am this, I can do this, I can do. We have to be very careful. Let's be humble in our lives. And they will tell you never to be grateful to God. Satan has promised, La tiyannahum min bayni aydihim, wa an aymanihim, wa an shamailihim, la tajidu aktharahum shakirin. I shall come in front of them, by their right hand side, by their left hand side, you shall find that they are never people that are grateful. Whatever Allah gives you, be grateful and take it. Not that Allah give you something from your body, oh, I am not tall enough, I will go to the surgeons, they should extend my leg like they do in India to be taller. Oh no, my color is not good, let me take another color. No, my hair is not good, let me change it to another hair. Well, that's within yourself. Then the next thing, Allah gave you sustenance. No, this is not enough, I have to go and tell lies to get more sustenance. If you can work hard to get more sustenance, Allah permits you. Or no, I have to show that I am better than other people so that I can force people to be my slaves, like these politicians, they do. You have children, you are seeing the children of others. You take other people's children, you make them to believe that you are special. Your children are special just because they have not gotten the opportunity. Then you lead them astray. But anybody who takes his mind over out of these ephemeral issues of this world, like Pharaoh took his, like Moses took his mind away from all that Pharaoh had and left for Madiana, Satan will not be able to control him. Anybody who makes himself humble that he is a slave of Allah, he's not wishing for dignity on earth by force, then Allah will guide him and Satan will not be able to take him. That's what Allah is telling us now, that up to today, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ أَئِمَّةً, we have made them to be leaders, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ, that they are still guiding people to hell till today. وَيَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ, on the day of judgment, he and all those he guide to hell, they will find no help from anywhere.
وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً ويوم القيامة هم من المقبوحين.
وأطبعناهم في هذه الدنيا لعنة ويوم القيامة هم من المقبوحين. Allah said, وأطبعناهم في هذه الدنيا لعنة. وأطبعناهم, and we followed them in, even in this world, that they should be people that are consistently cursed. ويوم القيامة, and on the day of judgment, whom min al makbuhin, they will be among those that are repulsed by everybody. Here, to today, when people talk, even a small child is going to recite, say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. O Allah, I seek refuge from, with you from Satan, the cursed." When you talk of Satan, you say, "La'anahu Allah, may Allah curse him." Ulaika yal'anahu Allah wa yal'anahu la'inun. Because they are those that Allah is cursing, and those that curse evil people are cursing them. Whenever anybody is pompous, people say, look at this man, he's so pompous. Allah is enough for him. Satan will take a share of this curse. Whenever somebody has done evil, he kills, slaughters, people will say, Allah is enough for him. They will curse him. Satan will take part of this course. Because the Prophet, he said, Man sanna sunnatan hasanatan فله أجرها وأجر من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة. ومن سن سنة سيئة فله وزرها وزر من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة. Whoever started a good tradition that is praiseworthy, he will have the reward for that good tradition. Whoever follows him in that tradition will also get the reward, and they will give him the commission of the reward until the day of judgment. In that place, the Prophet said, "La yanqus min ujurihim shay," that those that are following them will be given that reward, will not reduce the reward of the one that originally started it and is still being given the reward. He said, whoever starts an evil tradition, and anybody who comes to follow him in that evil tradition, he will have the blame of that evil tradition and the blame of those that did it after him. On the day of judgment, whom min al-makbuhin, they will be among those that are repulsed. What is repulsion here? Kabaha is something that is ugly, smelly, and shameful. Any act of ibadah, like we said before, has a particular fragrance that goes with it. Any act of evil has a foul smell that goes with it. The Prophet, he said, if a man has two wives and he is unjust between the two of the wives, on the day he will come, on the day of judgment, and he will be limping. The same way he was unjust and he was not balanced between the wives, he will come on the day of judgment limping. That is the effect of the unjust, the injustice. He also said, if a person becomes a beggar in this world for no just cause, he just likes to be begging to be earning livelihood, on the day of judgment, he will come and all the meat in his face will have been left. You'll just be seeing bone, with some meat tattered on it. Because every act of evil has its own loathsomeness and its own look on the day of judgment. By the time they are coming on the day of judgment, when those that have fasted, you see their mouth oozing with fragrance, like the Prophet said, "La khalofu fadmi saim atiyabu inda lahi marihil misk." You see it as if it is musk that they are breathing. You find they are disciplined, they are smelling, they are repulsive, their figures are dilapidated. Even when you see them, you don't even know what they have done. You want to run away from them. On the day of judgment, that's how they will look like, repulsive. So let us try to do good work, so when we come on the day of judgment, we even look presentable to our grandchildren that are coming, and we look presentable to our forefathers that have passed. They will say, "Oh, I'm lucky to have this grandson." And our grandchildren will say, "Oh, I'm lucky to have this grandfather."
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى بَصَائِرَ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى بَصَائِرَ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has now finished the first relation that he said he will relate to us among the happenings, the story of Moses and Pharaoh. Now, he will bring us deductions from this story that he has told us that we should pay attention to. After these deductions, before he goes to the final story that he has to tell us about. Because here, with Pharaoh, he basically told us the story of a person who saw himself as great, as a king in power with position, and who saw people below him as slaves, indigent people that he can treat any way he wants. This is this first story. He is now going to tell us what are the things that we can derive from this that we should try to learn. Then Allah is now telling us, "Walaqad atayna Musa al-kitaba," we have indeed bestowed unto Moses the book. من بعد ما هلكنا القرون الأولى, after we have destroyed the earlier people that came before him, and even the Pharaoh that was by him. بصائر للناس, all this we did for people to have insight. Nas, man should have insight into these stories and reason. وهودان, and so that it should also be guidance. ورحمتان, and a source of mercy and compassion. لعلهم يتذكرون, so that they can continuously be thinking about who brought them to this world, what brought them to this world, what are they doing? They should continuously be thinking. Here, the ulama, they said, the hadith has been related from the Prophet ﷺ, that after Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah never perished any community again for their sins. But he left that those that are on the right path should stand up and defend the path that they are on. Those that are on the wrong path, if they come to fight those that are on the right path, they should fight those on the wrong path. You should defend your territory and try to continue to educate. For exception of those that Allah, changed, transfigured into monkeys, Allah did not perish any community again after this. That's why it was said, Walaqad atayna Musa al-kitab min ba'di ma ahlakna al-quruna al-ula, after we destroyed the generations before Moses, that's including Pharaoh. After this, Allah has brought a book. There is now a book, at least the Torah is now brought to Moses, the commandments. Since the commandments has been brought to him now, it is there for you to use in guiding people. As long as there is a book from Allah, guide people, Allah will not destroy a community again. Wahudan wa rahmatan, and is a sort of guidance. And if you look inside it, it's a source of mercy. Because this is the path you want to go. You know this is the correct path. Your mind is telling you this is the correct path. Yet, everybody is telling you it is wrong. When you come and you are reading the Quran, the prophets, they pass through this path. Sinless servants of Allah, they pass through this path. You are happy. You are. Your mind is at rest. This is a source of rahmah. That's why you find that for the servants of Allah, there is no rahmah today that they have apart from the prophet and the book of the prophet. When they think about the prophet, they derive solace. When they read the Quran, they derive happiness and solace. This is given to you so that you can continuously think, why did you come to this world? Am I doing the correct thing? How am I going to end? Which company am I going to be in? Am I going to be in the company of the prophet or in the company of Satan?
وما كنت بجانب الغربي إذ قضينا إلى موسى الأمر وما كنت من الشاهدين.
وما كنت بجانب الغربي إذ قضينا إلى موسى الأمر وما كنت من الشاهدين. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is starting with the first lesson that we should learn. O Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ma kunta bi janib al-garbi, you are not on the western side of the mountain, on the western side, iz kadayna ila Musa al-amara, when we give the commandment or when we give judgment to Moses, wa ma kunta min ash-shahidin, you are not also present as a witness when he brought 70 people to us to come and talk, that he wants to come and talk to us. You are not there. We are now being told that the prophet has been talking to us as if he was there when Moses was giving birth to, as if he was there when the sister Umm Kulsum was following him gently in the river, as if the prophet was there when Moses was taken to the palace, as if he was there even when the man was killed, as if he was there when he was doing his 8-day journey to Madiana, no food, as if he was there in all this, the prophet was not there. Allah is saying, look at even the way he related the detail of what happened by the side of this hill. Allah did not call it now Janib Turul Aymani. In the other place, Allah said, he brought the word Ayman, the right-hand side. But he didn't want to say the Prophet was not by the right-hand side of the mountain, because the Prophet is on the right-hand side all his life. So you can see what these are, some of the silent things in the Quran, that when Allah is talking, except you pay attention, you will not take note. وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ, you are not on the western side. Allah now changed the description. So even if we are going to be describing, let us be very careful. Describing within ourselves is not describing with the Prophet. Allah is describing now. And he wants to bring the Prophet in. Look at the respect he gave to the Prophet. He didn't say, when he was talking about the Moses, he said, جَانِبِ الْتُورِ الْأَيْمَنِ. He said, by the right-hand side of the mountain. But the Prophet, he said, you are not on the western side because of the respect that he has for the Prophet. وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْتُورِ الْأَيْمَنِ. وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ كَدَيْنَا مُوسَى الْأَمَرَ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Oh, the Prophet, you are not present. وَلَكِنَّا كُنَّا
وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَا قُرُونًا فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ وَمَا كُنْتَ ثَاوِيًا فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ تَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِنَا وَلَكِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ.
وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَا قُرُونًا فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأُمُرُ وَمَا كُنْتَ ثَاوِيًا فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ تَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِنَا وَلَكِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ. الله تبارك وتعالى continues. وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَا قُرُونًا. What has happened is that, why is it that this story is not known by anybody? Is that أَنْشَأْنَا قُرُونًا, is that we brought out a lot of generation, فَتَطَوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأُمُرُ, and they spent so much time on earth. وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَا قُرُونًا فَتَطَوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأُمُرُ. وَمَا كُنْتَ ثَاوِيًا فِي أَهْلِ مَدِيَنَا تَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِنَا. وَمَا كُنْتَ, and you are also for sure not staying within the people of Madiana, تَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِنَا, having our signs to them. وَلَكِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ. We were the one who sent the prophets Shaibu to tell the people of Madiana how they should live their life. We are the one that sent Moses at the tour, at a Janibi tour, how he should live his life. You are not there at all, but you are able to relate to people as if you are present. You are there in detail. Because even Moses, alayhi salatu wasalam, there are a lot of things that he himself couldn't relate to his people. Like the detailed discussion he has before God, he didn't relate it to anybody. But the Prophet came relating it. What did Allah ask him? What is it that is in your right hand? This. What did he beg for? What did he ask Allah to give him? All this. It is Prophet that came to tell us the exact detail of what happened. When he went to the mountain, did he go through the right-hand side or the left-hand side? Allah is telling us exactly how he went. But who is telling us at the mouth of the Prophet? Who was not there? This is enough miracle for people, for them to sit down and contemplate. Because look at, between Moses and Jesus Christ is so many years. And between Jesus Christ and our prophet, we know at least it's 570 years. Yet, he brings this and recount all these things in detail. So we should know that this book that we are holding in our hand is a book itself that is all miracle. We shouldn't expect that people that don't believe in Allah will leave us in peace.
وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الطُّورِ إِذْ نَادَيْنَا وَلَكِنْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
وما كنت بجانب التور إذ نادينا ولكن رحمة من ربك لتنذر قوما ما آتيهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يتذكرون. الله تبارك وتعالى is not in us. Oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وما كنت بجانب التور إذ نادينا. You are not by the side of the Mount Tur is Nadina when we were talking or when Moses was calling unto us. Walakin rahmatan min rabbika. But we allow all this to be known to you as a source of mercy to you and to your people. Litunzira qauman, so that you can warn a people, ma atehu min nazirin min qablika, that no warning has come to them before you. Ma atehu min nazirin min qablika la'allahum yatazakkarun, so that they can engage their mind in thinking seriously about all these things. What is it that Allah told Moses? What is it that Moses was asking Allah? Is Nadina. That Allah is saying, is Nadina. When Moses was there, the first thing he asked was for Allah to give him confidence, because he was afraid. For Allah to give him strength. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Oh Allah, my heart is constricted, make it to be encompass it, make it to be wide so that it can take anything that comes into it. ويسر لي امري. Oh Allah, look at how difficult my journey has been, make it easy for me. واحلل عقدة من لساني. Oh Allah, my tongue, it cannot speak, it's always stammering. Let me be able to speak eloquently and clearly. He went ahead, oh Allah, give me a support from my family. After all this, Allah said, "Qad utita sulaka ya Musa." Then he has now become prophet. There, Allah was telling us, "Uma kunta bijanib al-garbi iz kadayna Musa al-amara, uma kunta min ash-shahidin." These are two different times. The first time when Moses went and Allah was talking to him, and when Moses went again with his people, وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى سَبِيْنَ رَجُلًا لِمِيْكَوْتِنَا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ سَبِيْنَ رَجُلًا لِمِيْكَوْتِنَا. And Moses took 70 people from his people to go to God, to go and communicate with God. There, Moses was now asking Allah a lot of things. But when, after Moses became the prophet, he was seeing Al-Wah, the several slates that Allah has written. Even in his Torah, he was seeing other things. So, oh Allah, I saw a community. This community, they will spend very little time in this world. Immediately they are finishing the world, they will not stay much in the earth, and there will be day of judgment. Let this community be the community of my people. Let me, that the people that you give me, let this be the community. Allah said, no. This community you saw is the community of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, I saw a community. You answer their prayers before they even ask. Before they get to their need, you have given it to them. The community you are going to give me, oh Allah, let it be. So no, this community is the community of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he said, Rabbi shrah li sadri, Allah was telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alam nashrah laka sadrak, have we not also already expanded your heart? Sir, so, I say a community, whenever they take 1/3 of their wealth in farm and give it as zakah out, Allah will write for them that all their wealth was given in zakah. Allah, write this, let it be my community. He said, no, this is the community of Ahmad. He said, okay. I saw this community again. This community, there is a month. They will fast in it. It will be written for them that they fasted for the whole of their lifetime. Give me, let it be my community. He said, no, this community is the community of Ahmad. Okay, in this place, I saw a community, Hamaduna, all the time they will be saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, praising Allah. Let this be my community. He said, no, Moses. This community is the community of Ahmad, is the community of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah said, Inni istafaytuka ala nasi bi risalati wa bi kalami, fa khuz ma ataytuka wa kun min ash-shakirin. I have elevated you and chosen you with my talking to you, that you are the one I chose among creation to be talking to like this. And I have also chosen you and given you Risalati, my letter. This is what I've given you. Take it and be grateful to God. He said, Allah, I thank you. I thank you. But if this is the community of the Prophet Muhammad, let me be among them. He saw what was given to the people of the Prophet is so much. Let me be among them. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he said, Tamanna kalimullahi law kana wahidan min ummati khairil khalki zaqa maqaluhu. Kalimullahi, Moses, the one that talked to Allah so much, he wished that he was a member of this community of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was his wish. You are now in that community. What a prophet was wishing to be, Allah has given it to you for. And I used to say it, where the community of the Prophet should feel grateful to God. Look at our own names. Today you find among us, somebody is called Musa. Somebody is called Yaqub. Somebody is called Abraham. There are no prophets after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we have been given the names of the Prophet. It's the wish that whatever these prophets and their people attain, we should attain it. So we should be grateful to God. Allah has given us so much. It is said that Allah has answered our prayers even before we ask. Kul id'uni astajib lakum. This is what Allah was told. Call me and I shall answer you. So let us be grateful to God and let us know that we are in a position today that prophets wish that they have been in that position. We send this to a people that know nothing has come to them before, so that they can continuously think about their role in this world and what they came here to do.
وَلَوْلَا أَن تُصِيبَهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فنتبع آياتك ونكون من المؤمنين.
لولا أن تصيبهم مصيبة بما قدمت أيديهم ويقولوا ربنا لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك ونكون من المؤمنين. Allah is now telling us, why did he have to send the prophets, all these prophets? And why did he have to send you, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with all these messages in such detail? Lawla an tusibahum musibatun bima qaddamat aydihim. If it is not that if I left them on their own, then afflictions will meet them because of what they have drawn by their own hands. And what will, if that has happened, this is what they will say, fayakulu. They will say, Rabbana, O our Lord, لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَنَا إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. Oh, why wouldn't you have sent to us a messenger? فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So that we follow whatever signs you bring to us, we follow whatever indications you give to us, then we be among those that are faithful servants of Allah. In another place they were saying, وَنَكُونَ أَحَدَ مِنْ إِهِدَ الْأُمَمْ. That if you had sent a messenger to us, we would have been more guided than any of the nations that came before us. Lawla an tusibahum musibatun bima qaddamat aydihim fa aqul lawla arsalta ilayna rasulan fanattabi ayatika wa nakuna minal mu'minin. That is why I sent to you now a prophet that is telling you details, that is coming with a miracle, that all the miracles of the earlier prophets are gone. Look at his miracle, he's still staying with us. Because this is still his time. The time we are in now is still the time of the Prophet up to the end of the world. Whoever is hearing this now, go and study the Quran. Do you have any book in this world that has not changed in letter, in word, in sentence, in chapter for over 8,000 years apart from the Quran? Whatever book you are holding in your hand, ask, is it how it was revealed to the Prophet that brought it? Then leave sentiments and come and follow the Prophet and be among the faithful servants of Allah. If not, you regret it.
فلما جاءهم الحق من عندنا قالوا لولا أوتي مثل ما أوتي موسى أولم يكفروا بما أوتي موسى من قبل قالوا ساحران تظاهرا وقالوا إنا بكل كافرون
ولما جاءهم الحق من عندنا قالوا لولا أوتي مثل ما أوتي موسى ألم يكفروا بما أوتي موسى من قبل وقالوا ساحرا تظاهرا وقالوا إنا بكل كافرون. They now say, what did they say after the Prophet has answered, has talked to them? فلما جاءهم الحق, after they said, if we had been guided, if we have been gotten and if we have gotten a letter from God, or we have gotten a message from God, we'll have been guided. This is what they have been saying in their mind. Because the Arabs were there with the Jews, they were there with the Christians. Some of them, like Waraka bin Nawfal, had become a Christian. Not many of them, and particularly in Medina, they saw the Jews. And whenever there is a problem, they will be wishing, we too, may Allah be that one day we have a prophet that comes to us. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ, when truth now came to them, قَالُوا, then they said, لَوْلَا أُوتِيَ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى. Why is it that he is not given the kind of message that was given to Moses? أَوَلَمْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلُ. Is it not that what was given to Moses, mankind had denied it before? وَقَالُوا سَاحِرَانِ تَظَاهَرَا. They said, these are miracles, two different miracles, one supporting the other. وَقَالُوا إِنَّا بِكُلِّنْ كَافِرُونَ. Even with the earlier one and with this one, all would disbelieve in it. Here, Allah said, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. When truth came to them from us. Here Allah is referring to the Prophet as truth. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَمَا وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ. Allah is calling, Allah, he is the truth, and he calls the Prophet, he addresses him here as the truth. And Hakku, truth, is derived from two letters, Hayyun, Qayyumun. Hayyun, ever living. Qayyumun, ever standing, well established. That's why till tomorrow, the truth is ever living. The truth is ever established. No matter how much lies come, truth will come and take its place at the end of the day. When Muhammad came, he is the truth. The Quran is also Muhammad. Muhammad is Quran. They asked Sayyidah Aisha, what is the character of the Prophet? He said, you want to know the character of the Prophet? It's Quran. All that Allah has been telling us, he said it at the precious mouth of the Prophet, which means everything we are hearing is Muhammad we are hearing. They said, why is it that the Prophet is not given miracle like the type that was given to Moses? Because Moses was given miracle before the children of Israel were delivered. After the children of Israel were delivered and saved, Moses continued to be given more miracles. But when they were given all these miracles, did they believe? In their own eyes, they saw how Moses brought the staff, the stick. It will turn into snake, a big snake that will swallow everything that is on the site. It will swallow big stones. It can be bigger than a whole building. They saw. Pharaoh, that they were so afraid of, will even pass sheet and pass urine in his trouser out of fear. They heard, they saw this. Did they believe? They see Moses will put his hand into his armpit, it will become light. Did they believe? They saw that the people of Pharaoh were tried with locusts that will come and eat all their crops. Did they believe? They are tried with blood. Their water turned all into blood. Did they believe? Finally, they saw how Pharaoh and his army, they were drowned inside the sea, whereas they, the sea opened and they passed. All this miracle, the Jews, they saw it. Did this stop them from not doubting Moses? After that, Moses will use his staff to hit a rock and water will come out, with 12 taps, each for the tribe of the children of Israel. They saw. Did they believe? They will be going inside the bush. He will use his hand as a torchlight, all of them to be seen. Did they believe? They will have no food. Manna as salwa will come from the sky and they will eat it. Did they believe? Their clothes will not grow old. Did they believe? So is it what people before did not believe and they did not succeed? Is the same thing will bring for you now to succeed? Then they say, okay, Sahara into Sahara. Moses brought miracle that is soothsaying, that to us is magic. You too, you brought eloquence. You brought eloquence. You also commit, bring some miracles, all supporting each other, the two of you. Inna bi kullin kafirun, we don't believe in all the two of you. The Arabs are now telling them, you, Moses, we don't believe in you. O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of you go, we don't believe in you. Look at what you have just narrated. Look at what happened to Pharaoh. Is this what the reply you are going to give? You, the Makkans? May Allah have mercy on us. May Allah make us to be among those that hear and we pick the best out of it. May Allah make us among those that have faith in Allah and faith in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May we hold to this Quran and have faith in it. Whatever the Quran has said, it is like that. It's a miracle in our hand. It's a rope. Whoever holds to it will go back to Allah safely. Whoever plays with it, he has himself to blame. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. May Allah strengthen our leaders. May Allah forgive our parents. May He bless our children. May He bless our work. May He bless where we are staying, our homes, our campuses, our country. May He allow this strain and this disease that is with us, may Allah take it away from us. May it not, you know, have effect in this country. Mujahid Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May He reward the Sahabat. May He make us to be among His companions. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين